Okay, and we're going to talk about, as Laura said, what's going on in the state of Texas as far as cases that have been decided in the last year or a little past the last year. I'll cover ones that I did not cover last year when I spoke on this. There's been some, it's been I wouldn't say a banner year for great cases, but there's been something for everyone. So whether you're on the plaintiff side or the defense side or you represent or sue government entities, there's something for everyone. So let's get started. All right. We're going to start with Texas Parks and Wildlife. We're going to start with a disability case that came out of the Austin Court of Appeals in 2015. And this involved an employee who had a number of health conditions, which caused her to exhaust all of her FMLA and all of her personal sick leave under the Texas Parks and Wildlife policies. At some point during her employment, she requested a couple of months of sick leave pool to have open heart surgery. And they had a sick leave pool, like many employers do, where employees could contribute, and that would provide someone some extra sick leave if they had exhausted all their sick leave. So she requested 2 months. Her supervisor, with whom she had had some disputes, claiming, he was making her do too many things, working her too hard, had given her not as good of an evaluation as she thought she deserved. Anyway, he ended up approving only part of the leave, and he was allowed to do that under Texas Parks and Wildlife policy. So she exhausted the part of the leave he approved, and then she continued on leave. So ultimately she was terminated because her leave had been exhausted and she was not able to come back to work at the end of the leave. So a couple of months later, after she was terminated, she also filed a claim for retirement disability benefits under the state's disability benefits.